Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
That's Chris Tomlin on SOS Radio. Good morning. I'm Scott, and we're talking to Tori Harper today on SOS. How are you? Well, welcome to Las Vegas, Tori.
Thank you.
Oh, it's going to be a fun morning. So we've been playing your song, Joy, for a few months now. You're 19. You probably heard this song. We've been talking about it. It's all about how joy is different than just the emotions that come with happiness, huh?
Yeah. When I wrote it, I feel like God was really showing me, like you were saying, how happiness is different to joy. The joy that we get from the Lord comes from just that belief in the hope that we have from Him, just that we know how the story ends and that we know whatever situation we're in, He can always use that for good. And because of that, we can always have joy. And you may not always feel happy, but you can still have joy in knowing that the Lord is working everything for good.
You're 19 years old, Tori. You're passionate about helping your generation just understand the life-saving grace of Jesus. And Tori, we live in a crazy little world, but this is the world you grew up in. I mean, how can we focus on the challenges versus the problems versus the opportunities? I mean, there's so much brokenness we see in our world, but you know, you choose to look at the opportunities to love people and share Jesus. What excites you most about the future in our country?
You know, I love something you were saying. It's just like there's just so many voices speaking negatively into our situation. And the way that I like to look at it is you have to just try your best to tune out all those loud voices and focus in on what the Lord is saying about your situation, about this country. And what I always try to do is just remind myself who He says I am, rather than what the world tries to make me into or tries to say about me, because nothing else will matter if you are listening to what He says about you. He calls you child. He calls you loved and seen and chosen. And I was reminded of that one day when I was in one of my darkest places and felt abandoned by the world and even by God. God reached out to me through somebody at church and told me specifically that He saw me. And just knowing that one thing changed my whole life, and it meant that nothing else mattered because God saw me. God saw what I was going through. And to everyone listening, like, God sees you right now. You may think you're exempt from that, but you're not. Every single person, He sees what you're going through and He cares about it.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so encouraging. Well, I want to dig a little deeper into those stories because I know you've walked through that when it comes to identity. I mean, your parents worked in the music scene and came from New Zealand to America.
Yeah.
You've grown up through all of that. And I want to hear your perspective on that because I think that'll encourage so many of our listeners this morning. SOS Radio, we're talking to Tori Harper live. We're talking to Tori Harper live today on SOS Radio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So I know your parents are from New Zealand. You've grew up here in America, Nashville, Tennessee, kind of Music City. What has been the biggest culture clash you felt growing up in a different world than your parents did, Tori?
A lot of things, I guess. They'll say, I guess, the different words to some of my friends. That's probably been the most noticeable. And I won't realize that you don't say certain things in America that you say over there. And so I'll say something like, oh, just put it in the boot of the car. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Do you mean the trunk? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oops. So that's been kind of funny. I really like Vegemite. Nobody here seems to like Vegemite. Oh, so that's probably one. I think it's fantastic, but none of my friends, they're all like, that is so disgusting. So that's probably one. I think being in the South too, like, people are very warm and open and like leave your door open kind of people, whereas my parents did not grow up leaving their door open. They're very nice, wonderful, warm people, but they think that's kind of weird that people can just walk through your house wherever they want. So that's probably another culture difference.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a whole trust level there, isn't there?
Yeah.
We're talking to Tori Harper today on SOS Radio. She grew up in a musical family in Nashville. Her dad managed a lot of different bands like Paramore and 10th Avenue North over the years and Oi Polloi. You've seen the whole vanity and the identity and the pride part of the music industry. And I got to imagine growing up in a musical family, your dad and your mom have taught you to sort of think through those identity issues because the world wants to tell you one thing and popularity tells you something else. And then we start, you know, believing our own press and we realize, wait, am I the same person inside as who people perceive me to be? How have you learned to safeguard against that?
Yeah, I would say my parents have definitely influenced me a lot with my faith. You know, kind of those, just so, on some of those tough days where I didn't really feel like going to church and making me go to church, or my dad every single night saying, don't forget to say your prayers and read your Bible, like, which was simple. And sometimes it would frustrate me because I'm like, you literally say this every night. Why do you need to keep reminding me? But it really, I reached a point where I was like, man, that actually really helped me a lot. And just little things like that, and just being an example of they always had their Bibles out and always were praying about everything before they made a decision, I think taught me to always ask the Lord first before I made any kind of decision, even about what I thought about myself.
Yeah, I read that you have a bunch of Bible verses you put on your mirror in your room so that when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you can kind of use that as a lens to keep you in check.
Yeah, well, the mirror is something I look at every single day. And so if I have a verse that's been speaking to me, and I'll write it on my mirror with like Expo markers, because it's just that constant reminder of what God says about my situation, about my life, and about who I am. And sometimes I don't always want to make myself read it, but if it's on the mirror, I can't ignore it.
Well, we're talking to Tori Harper on SOS Radio. We're going to dig into some other new music from her coming up in about 5 minutes. We're talking to Tori Harper live on SOS Radio today. Are you ready to play Blank Space, Tori?
Oh my goodness, yes.
You know, blank space. When I think of blank space, what's the first thing that comes to mind? I mean, seriously, like Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I'm going to have to play some Taylor Swift music here when we do this. All right. I have a card here. Chris, our producer, is going to hand you a card. Just pick one. Vegas style. Pick a card. Any card. And you read it off. Share the first three things that come to mind when you see this card, okay?
Okay. It says, I survived. First three. Man, I feel like this is such a tough question. The first thing that comes to my mind, though, and you guys might laugh at me for this, I survived the icepocalypse of Nashville, which was basically we got a bunch of snow and it turned into ice, and like you couldn't get anywhere because Nashville's not really equipped to deal with snow. And nobody could go anywhere, and it was like 2 weeks. So that's one. I survived. I don't know why this came to mind, but I survived the May flood of Nashville. It was 2010, I think, where like in Franklin and I think Nashville too, like everything was like underwater, and I could see like the water coming up my street.
Oh, wow.
And
that had to be scary.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. I was a kid and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die. But I didn't die. I survived.
One more.
Okay. The other thing that came to my mind, I don't know why these have all been like weather related.
See, but this is where we get into the real stories.
When I first picked this card, I had no idea I would answer all of these with weather. But the third one would be I survived Momentum 2017, which I know
I was there
you got the shirt. So for those of you who don't know, there's this big conference in Orlando every like fall where all the radio people and all like for Christian music, all the radio people and all of the artists and bands, they come and they hang out and they talk about Jesus. And there was and Hurricane Irma was there and cut it short, and everyone was panicking and trying to get out. And I got on the last plane flight out, I think, before they closed the airport. And then they mailed us all shirts that said, "I survived Momentum 2017, hashtag Irma Gosh."
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we had a single conversation with anyone that week that wasn't like, "Hey, when are you getting out of here? You guys
yes.
got a flight out. Hopefully your flight
yeah.
doesn't get canceled." Every conversation
yeah.
started with that. All right, we need to do one more card. Chris,
okay.
pass it over.
All right. Oh, boy.
Tori, what
I'm
do you
gonna
got?
Pick this one because it was blue. So... Oh, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a spy.
Really?
Yes. I was obsessed with Spy Kids, and I used to go to Toys R Us and look at all of the kids' spy gear stuff
okay.
and pretend to be a spy. And I created, 5 secret societies that never happened because none of my friends were interested in it. And I have these notebooks that say the secret society of randomness and stuff like that. And
yes.
and nobody ever, I had one friend that always joined, probably because she knew it would never actually happen. and I was always trying to invent things. And I guess another thing would be whenever I played outside, we had this tree that had those spiky balls that would fall off of it.
Yeah.
And I would put those on sticks and pretend they were potatoes and pretend to roast my potatoes over a pretend fire.
That's what you do when you live in the country.
That's
seriously.
Oh, it wasn't the country. I guess it is compared to here. But
I love it.
Yeah, that was my childhood.
All right. Well, we were talking to Tori Harper today at SOS Radio. Just a minute ago, you were talking about living through tough seasons. You have a
yeah.
song we want to play. It's called Seasons. It was written about that.
Yeah. So the song Seasons is really just about how not every season is what you hoped it would look like, and not every answer you hear from the Lord is the one that you wanted to hear. And it's funny because sometimes we think God is being silent when in reality it's just not the answer that we wanted to hear. But the good news is that's always for a really good reason. He's not doing it to be mean or to torture you. It's because there's a really good purpose behind that, and he's got something way better for you. And then the other good news is it's only a season. And there's going to be better seasons. So that's what the song Seasons is about.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.